Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flavor. How are you? How are you? Come on in, sit down. I saved you a seat. I hope you're doing well this morning. You know me, I'm just rolling out of bed, right? So, yes, I brushed my teeth. I think that kind of helped me. I kind of dig the toothpaste that I'm using right now. So I think it's all about the experience, right? I don't know. How do you choose your toothpaste? I don't know. I want to say it's Aqua Fresh, maybe, that I got. I'm kind of liking the experience of it all. And on top of it, I think having fresh breath kind of helped wake me up this morning. So anyway, come on in, sit down. This is just an hour show. I'll ramble a little bit. Maybe I'll make sense to you. And, of course, play some great, great music. For those of you that don't know and you're new, I love me some artists, some independent artists. And when I say independent artists, it doesn't necessarily mean just artists that sing, because, of course, doing a radio show, that makes it easy to play musical talents, right? But I just love artists, and it stemmed from my coffee house that I had here in Seattle from 2003 to 2008. It kind of was like God's way of opening up my eyes and heart and soul to creative people. And I must have known it, because when I built it and worked with the architects and the contractors and all, I wanted it bright. I wanted it colorful. I had a mural painted on one of the walls that turned into the area that became the stage at Flavor Coffee House. And I had a stage, you know, thanks to my dear, dear friend, Alvin Horn. He helped me kind of create this stage. And every Friday night we had open mics. And I was a book reviewer, and I just became a lover of arts. And I really grew to appreciate what it takes to be an artist. And so I sold jewelry and music and books and spoken word and, you know, all kinds of graphics and paintings from my coffee house. And so when I say independent artists, I'm not just speaking of musical talents, but there's another art form that I absolutely love. And I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to experience storytelling. So this morning, I want to start off, you know, with two of my favorite storytellers, and I'm blessed to have them a part of the Flava News movement. So this first piece is just a little quick, short piece by my girl Joanna Ballard out there in Louisiana, but it's called Blue Song.
Blue Song. Song sung in blue as the garter I wore under the green dress that was new. Song swinging in major G, blue as the skies where bluebirds flew for all to see. Song sliding down in minor E, stormy as the clouds gathering overhead, sending us to sea. Song wailing in the blue, dark as the black dress I wore when the judge said it is undone and we became old.
All right, that's just a taste of Joanna Ballard, the storyteller. Now I want to play a piece by another storyteller, and this is Denise Valentine with One Eye Turtle.
One
A story. One-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log. An ancient Buddhist parable adapted and performed by Denise Valentine. Once there was a young boy who set out on a journey in search of his happiness. He searched far and wide. He searched the cities, the towns, and the countryside. He searched from the top of the earth to the bottom of the earth. He asked everyone he met along the way, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me where to find my happiness?"
"Well, son, I don't rightly know what happiness is. So how can I tell you where to find it?"
A little further down the road,
"Miss? Oh, miss, can you tell me where to find my happiness?"
"Oh, child, I can't find my own happiness. So how can I tell you where to find yours?"
He was getting a little discouraged, but he continued on his journey. Time passed. The little boy became a young man. One day, he came upon an old, old man sitting under a bodhi tree. He thought, "That old man looks wise. Surely he can tell me where to find my happiness." "Oh, wise one, I am searching for my happiness. I have looked everywhere. I've searched far and wide. I've searched the cities, the towns, and the countryside. I've searched from the top of the earth to the bottom of the earth. And I've asked everyone I met along the way. And still, I cannot find it." The wise one said to the young man, "Go and find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log and return to me. Then you shall know the secret to happiness." Oh, the young man was so excited. All he had to do was find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log. 80,000 yojona, down on the bottom of the ocean floor, lives a one-eyed turtle. This turtle has neither limbs nor flippers. His belly is as hot as 8 hot hells, while the shell on his back is as cold as snow mountains. What this turtle yearns for day and night, the desire he utters morning and evening, is to cool his belly and to warm the shell on his back. But only the wood of the sandalwood tree has the power to cool his belly. So the little turtle longs with all his might to climb onto a sandalwood log and place his belly in the hollow in order to cool it, while exposing his shell to the sun in order to warm it. But by the laws of nature, the little turtle rises to the surface of the ocean only once every 1,000 years. And even when he does so, the ocean is vast. The turtle is small and floating logs are few. If he should happen to find a floating log, it is seldom made of sandalwood. And even if he should happen to find a floating log, and it is made of sandalwood, it rarely has a hollow in it the size of his belly. If the hollow is too large, he will fall in, and there will be no one to pull him out. If the hollow is too small, he cannot place his belly in it. The waves will wash him away, and he will sink back down to the bottom of the ocean floor to wait another 1,000 years. Even if, against all odds, he should happen to find a floating log, and it is made of sandalwood,
and it has a hollow in it the size of his belly. He has only one eye. His vision is distorted. If the log is floating eastward, he perceives it as floating westward. If the log is floating north, he sees it as floating south. The harder the little turtle tries to climb onto the log, the further away from it he goes. Thus he always moves away from the log and can never approach it. So the young man returned to the wise old man without the turtle floating on the sandalwood log.
Old man, you tricked me. I couldn't find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log.
Then, young man, you have found the secret to happiness. We cannot see our own eyebrows, which are so close, nor the heavens in the distance. Likewise, we do not see that happiness exists in our own heart. Searching for your happiness outside your own life is as elusive as finding a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. I know you probably have not woken up to storytelling, huh? Well, you know what? Why not? Why not? Because there's nothing better than a great voice and a great story, but especially a story that has a message that goes along with it. And it kind of, had that message that I wanted to touch on this morning, so I hope you don't mind. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. So come on in, sit down, relax. I went and grabbed me some, not coffee. No, I got to wait for Daddy to wake up to make some coffee, but I grabbed some orange juice this morning. And, I got a little bit of frog, but I always do, right, when it comes to Wednesday. But I also think this change in the weather kind of has created a cough, but I don't know. I think there is an art to storytelling. And for me, I don't know about you, but for me, when you can find a person who has a great voice and in a sense is a conversationalist, that's the kind of person that captures my attention. I really love a great tone to a voice. And I think that there are certain people I don't mind talking to at length because I just really like hearing their voice and like what they're talking about. And then there are other people that I was like, oh, my goodness, could you just be quiet because your voice just kind of kills me. And I'll keep it real. There's some artists that are absolutely amazingly talented. And I really, really struggle supporting them just because I don't like the tone of their voice. And that's just keeping it real. And that's the thing. I'm pretty honest about how I think and feel. And I realized last night, I know this information, but for some reason it just really, really dawned on me, the challenges I face in working with artists. Creative souls. I'm very logical. I can see the steps. I can visualize how something needs to go down. I can write you a proposal that details out start to finish of a project or an event or something. What you're going to need, how many people, what tools you're going to need, what it's going to cost, what you're going to need to make at the door. To cover those costs and then make some, and then to be able to pay the artist. I know how to break that all down. And one of the struggles I have is, why don't creative souls see things the same way as I do? Well, I guess that's because they're creative souls, right? And how do you balance all of that? you know, but this last month has been a struggle. You know, a lot of people around me are in stressful situations. And I've seen some sides to some people I've not seen before, and not the good sides of them. And that has been really, really challenging. I'm a Cancer. I absorb energies and stuff. And so, you know, I felt myself shifting amongst the people in my world, from creative souls to family and all. And so the reason why I, you know, played One Eyed Turtle by Denise Valentine, which is the piece you just heard, is because, you know, sometimes you do have to dig within and find that peace within yourself in amidst, you know, the craziness of the world and everyday life, you know. And I was listening to a message by Joel Osteen, who talked about the same thing, you know, finding your peace amongst the storm or amidst the storm. And I think it's possible. I really, really do. I think it's possible, because no matter what, there's always going to be a challenge out there. And I think, you know, I talk about attitude all the time, but I haven't really touched on the fact that, you know, when things, craziness, you know, comes into your world or surrounds your world, there's a way of still being able to stay calm and having peace and even, in a sense, happiness. And I've been thinking about that a lot. You know, if you know me, you know that I start out my days and end my evenings with meditation and prayer. I just really, really believe it. You know, but how do you find your peace, you know, amidst the storm? That's kind of challenging, and I'm learning it. I'm learning it. And I'll be honest with you, as I've gotten older and maybe in a sense I could say mature, right, I've learned to forgive people very quickly. When I was younger, it was like I was done. You know, you were cut off. I never spoke to you again. If it was that severe of a situation in my mind. And then now I'm able to turn it over to God and ask God to help me forgive, ask God to help me be forgiven and to let go. You know, it's like sometimes you have to realize, like, what's done is done, and nothing can be done about that after that point, right? So, you know, what do you do with it? Some relationships aren't meant to stay. And then some relationships I think you can really, really work through. And so I'm learning to really, really do that quickly. So anyway, I hope that you can find your peace amidst the craziness of everyday life, you know, and have peace. I know I talk a lot about prayer. I know I talk a lot about God, and I hope that doesn't offend you. And if it does, I'm okay if you don't listen, you know. But this is me, and this is how I feel. I am a Baptist minister's daughter, you know, so I was raised in a home where my parents believed and lived it. You know, my godmother, she believed and lived it. So I had amazing witnesses of how to maneuver through life. And that's one of the things I think I struggle with as an adult, because the world just seems so different than how it was when I was young. You know, you hear that stuff, back in the day. Yeah, I'm one of those people that says back in the day, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to share, you know, a little taste of my storytellers. I know they don't get heard very often. I thought today was a perfect day to let them be heard. And thank you so much to Joanna Ballard and Denise Valentine, because I think you're amazing women, and I think you're great, great storytellers. So anyway, I hope you're doing well this morning. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling actually pretty good. Yes, I'll admit, I hit that snooze button. I did. I hit the snooze button. But you know what? I'm here, right? I am here, and I'm so glad to be here. I want to play a piece by an artist. He's newer to Flava News Radio, but I think he's got an amazing sound, and he's charting with this particular piece. So I'm going to play Len Walston with You Should Be Here.
Thank you. himself. He got numbers like Chinglish one. He made me smile like Kwame was not the perfect style. Yeah, yeah. He's humble. He put God first. He fought the good and the bad. He's a soldier, a fighter. I believe in him. If I had my way, I'll make him breakfast. If I had my way, I will embrace him every night and tell him his dreams are reality.
My favorite girl.
that set I played Len Walstead with his piece, You Should Be Here. Then I went into a special piece by Darian Dean out of New York that's called All That I Am. And that particular song I want to dedicate to my daddy. Darian wrote that song in dedication and to his mom, you know, who's been one of his biggest supporters, you know, in his life period, but as an artist also. And then I played my girl, Monica Monet. Yes, I had to play Feelings by Monica Monet because I'm popping my collar. I'm the sponsor of her official video that she started the filming of this past weekend. And I've seen some of the raw footage of it and some of the photos that have been taken. She's posted up some of them. And I am so excited. I am so excited about this particular project. And you know what? I'm proud that I'm the, you know, official sponsor of this particular project too. So stay tuned for Feelings by Monica Monet. And then, you know, once in a while I get a request for music. Once in a while, you know. In the beginning I got it a little bit more and then it just kind of died off. And I'm just going to say that, you know, people must be digging the music that I'm playing, right? Well, but I got a request for that last song that I played, and that was Lori with Thalin. And it's beautiful, right? He's got, I wonder what he sounds like when he talks, because as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm kind of a sucker for a very good voice, and that's a nice, nice, nice song. So again, that was Lori with Thalin. But how are you feeling this morning? You know, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. I've had a rough kind of a week when it comes to my health. Actually, the last month, I think that the stress that's kind of surrounded me has taken a toll on my health. And that's why I was talking about, you know, being able to find your peace amidst the storm. And, you know, sometimes I think when you're a part of this industry, you just say, oh, my goodness, am I really meant to do this? Should I just give up and walk away? And I'll be honest, I was kind of feeling that way a little bit. But you know what? I think I really, really like the challenge of it. It's not boring. And I like solving problems. I like figuring stuff out. I like learning and growing. And I think that's why I'm here, on top of the fact that I sincerely believe that God put me here and on this path and journey to support artists. And, you know, I know some people might think that's kind of strange for me to think that way, but I just really do, because it kind of fell into my lap very easy, and certain things are very easy for me when it comes to being Lady Flava of Flava News. But again, you know, the challenges of it and the personalities and, you know, along with just regular life, it kind of took a little bit of a toll. And the reason why I dedicated All That I Am by Darian Dean to my daddy is my world. And he's 91 years old, and he is really kind of starting to have a hard time right now. And I know I'm so very blessed to still have him with me. I mean, on a whole, when you look at him at his age and you're like, no, are you really that age? And he's doing well, you know, in so many ways. But when you see a parent who's aging like that, struggling with not being able to do things, you know, not having the energy and the strength, not being able to formulate sentences and have a conversation like you used to, not remembering things, and all. And so that's really challenging. And Daddy's been kind of, you know, a little bit more weaker, falls asleep very easy and stuff, and, you know, some challenges with his stomach and you know, but we went to the doctor and, you know, had his eyes checked because he has glaucoma. And his eyes are doing really well for his age. His blood pressure was really good. So there are many, many things to be blessed for. And, you know, so when he's feeling good, I think I feel better. When he's feeling kind of down, I get a little worried. And so you know, I need to learn how to go through that too, that transition with him, and accept where he is and try to find a way for him to have as much peace in his life. I never regret finding a home so I could have my father with me. Never. I never regret that. The way that I look at it is he brought me into this world with my mother. He gave me life. He took care of me up until now, right? He has always looked out for me. He has always looked out for my children. You know, he's a great father. He is a great grandfather. You know, he's a great grand, great, great grandfather. You know, so, you know, this is the least that I can do, you know, at this part in his life, is to be the one to see after him. So I feel blessed in that sense. And, you know, and God's going to just help me, you know, maneuver through this part of his life and figure out how to do it right and how I can best support my daddy right now. So if things get a little quiet, it may be because I need to tend to him more. If things get a little quiet, might mean that I'm working on some projects that's behind the scene that just doesn't really need to be out there on the social networks. You know, but trust and believe, I'm always working on something. You know, I am. I'm always working on something, and I'm excited about some decisions that I have made for Flava News, and I'm working on that process right now. And it's really going to be a good change for me when it comes to this, and really taking Flava News to the next level. So, you know, I'll make some more announcements here in the future in regards to that. But we've got about 18 minutes left in this show, and I think this is kind of an appropriate song because we've had some really stormy weather. Did you watch that Seahawks game the other day? Man, talk about some crazy thunder and lightning and heavy rains. Yeah, we've had some stormy weather, so I'm going to play Stormy Weather by Ava Lamert.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all of the time, all the time. Life is bad, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't keep my poor old self together. Keeps raining all of the time. Since he went away, the blues walked in and they met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair's bound to get me. I just hope and pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sunshine once again. Can't go on, all I had in life is gone. Stormy weather. You know it keeps raining all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
let me. If he stays away, old rocking chair's bound to get me. I just hope and pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sunshine once again. Don't you know it keeps raining all of the time? It just keeps raining all of the time. Ooh, stormy weather.
Of Stormy Weather to then just playing My Family, my Heart's Black Stacks with I Love My Life. That particular song has been played around the world. It continues to be played. It continues to sell. And that's one of the wonderful things when it comes to music or any form of art. It's always new to someone. And as long as it's got a relevance to it, whether it's the sound that captures somebody's attention or the message, you know, it can always live on. It can be new to somebody somewhere in the world. that has never experienced that particular artist. And I Love My Life by Black Stacks just happens to be one of those tracks. And I was thinking about it when I was playing that, you know, and as I was talking about earlier in the show, being able to find your peace amidst the storm. And again, I'm going to really encourage all of you as I work on this for myself. This world is crazy that we're living in. Every day we turn on the news, something tragic is taking place, whether it's in our own communities, whether it's nationally across the nations, or whether it's, you know, around the globe. Tragedy is taking place. And people are dying. People are dying. And so I'm going to just really encourage you really to embrace your loved ones and let them know how much they matter. You know what? Because honestly, I mean, we are seeing it in our face. You know, tomorrow's not promised. Any crazy thing can take place once we step outside that door, or maybe even not. I mean, even like last night, a young lady was shot in her knees by her boyfriend, possibly. You know, and not too far from where I live. You know, and so you just don't know. So as we, you know, start every single day, you know, the first blessing is we took that first breath, right? And as we maneuver through the day, how we choose to approach it can actually, you know, determine the outcome of it. And so as I'm speaking to you, you know, I'm working on my own attitude. I'm working on finding my peace, my chi, my feng shui, however you want to, you know, label it. I'm trying to find my own way to have peace, you know, because when the people in your world are stressed, it seems to intensify and manifest within your own self, even if you're not a part of that stress. If you're like me, you absorb it because you care and you want to help and you want to understand. But I think at the same time, it's okay to set up boundaries. And it's okay to say that's their stuff, you know, and I can still love them, I can still support them, whatever, but I'm going to still have my own peace, you know, within myself. And I really believe that it's possible, and I really encourage you to do that. Again, for me, every morning, every night, prayer and meditation. I think if I had not gone that direction in my life as I had gotten older, I'm not sure where I would be. So I'm very, very grateful that that is included into my daily routine and a part of my journey as I approach every single day of my life. You know, being Lady Flava is always a blessing, you know, and as I talk about the fact of, you know, meeting creative souls and being able to share them with you. This man that I'm going to close out today's show with, you know, I met him online. I met him on Facebook, and immediately we connected and clicked. And he sent me his music to play. He told me that he had cancer. And had the most amazing outlook on life. He had such an amazing approach to what he was going through. He always told me he was going to beat it. And I think that when you feel that way, it may be different ways. It didn't necessarily mean that his body was going to beat the cancer, but I think his soul, you know, did. And so I look at the life of Patrick Domino very different than how I felt when he passed away. But the blessing that came out of it is he really loved me. He really believed in me and what I was doing with Flava News. He supported me all the way. He is my musical angel watching down on me now. And he blessed me with sending me all of his music. So I will always be able to play his music to be heard by the world. And so, you know, sometimes you don't know you know, what that silver lining is. Sometimes you may not know what that connection is with somebody. But for me, to have the music of this amazing, amazing talent to allow him to always live on, is such an honor. It's such an honor for me as Susan, his friend, and as Lady Flava, his musical supporter. So let me play the title track to one of his CDs, and this is Circle of Circumstance by Patrick Domino. Thank you so much for joining me here at Flava Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flava. We meet here every Wednesday morning for some good thoughts and great music, as you can tell. I love this particular show, and I love waking up, even though sometimes I have to hit that snooze button. I love coming here and joining you and just, you know, being able to wish you a great Wednesday, great hump day. And you know what? Just hug yourself, love yourself. And try really hard to find that inner peace, because you know what? You matter. Have a great, great day.